Chapter 25. The Beaufort Sea was boiling with 12-foot waves and near gale-force winds when the Bloodhound burst through the surface of the Narwhal's moon pool. Water inside the pool sloshed onto the deck as the research ship pitched and rolled in the mounting seas. Twice the steel flanks of the submersible slapped against the cushioned rim of the moon pool before hoisting lines could be attached and the vessel yanked out of the water. Giordino and Dahlgren quickly climbed out of the Bloodhound and collected their rock samples before fleeing the elements into the adjacent operations center. Gunn stood waiting for them with a look of displeasure on his face. "That's a $10 million submersible that you nearly crushed like a beer can," he said, glaring at Giordino. "You know we're not allowed to launch and recover in these kind of weather conditions." As if to emphasize his point, the ship's drive shaft suddenly shuddered beneath their feet as the vessel wallowed heavily through a deep trough. "Relax, Rudy." Giordino beamed, then tossed one of the dripping rocks over to Gunn. Numa's deputy director fumbled to catch it, smearing his shirt with mud and seawater in the process. "You're on the trail?" he asked, his brows arching as he examined the rock. "Better than that," Dahlgren piped in. "We sniffed out some thermal deviations, and Al drove us right to the heart of the vent. A sweet, mile-long rift pouring out hot soup with plenty of dumplings." Gunn's face softened. "You'd better have found something for surfacing so late." His gaze turned to that of a kid in a candy store. "Did you see indications of a mineral field?" "A large one, by the looks of it," Giordino replied, nodding. "We only saw a section of it, but it appears widely dispersed." "And the electronic sensors? How did the Bloodhound perform?" "She was barking like a coyote under a full moon," Dahlgren replied. "The sensors diagnosed over 13 different elements." "We'll have to leave it for the lab analysis to determine the Bloodhound's accuracy," Giordino added. "According to the sensors, that soggy rock you're holding is chock full of manganese and iron. There's probably enough of that stuff littering the bottom to buy you 1,000 bloodhounds, Rudy," Dahlgren said. "Did the sensors indicate any gold content?" Gunn asked. Giordino's eyes rolled skyward, then he turned to leave the ops center. "Everybody thinks I'm Midas," he grumbled before disappearing out the door.